my Jesuit friends from France, when I was studying in Rome, they told me their statisticians have found out there is more food wasted in the United States every day than is needed to supply food for the whole nation of France every day. You're the best fed nation in the world. One Holy Father after another, especially the present Pope, tells Americans to wake up. We in the United States, what word shall I say, are overfed. Many countries, especially in Africa and Asia, hear it. Most of the people of the continent of Africa go to bed hungry. I beg our Lord to examine your conscience for you. You will ask yourselves, what am I doing to feed the hungry? Hungry in our own country. Hungry especially in South America, Africa, and Asia. Let me go on. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, after which we pray, give us this day our daily bread. How is God's will done in heaven? Everyone does the will of God. Hear it. Everyone in heaven thoroughly enjoys doing God's will. And I beg you to pray, to enjoy doing God's will, and how demanding that will be. Then, when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, I repeat, the first object of this petition is that, first of all Catholics, all of you, every one of you, will receive communion every day. I mean that from the depths of my heart. We go on. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Then we repeat the petition with an explanation. Give us this day our daily bread. Most of the world goes to bed hungry every night. I believe I visited and taught India 7 times. On the way from my residence in the largest populated city in India to the place where I was teaching the nuns, I'd be followed by children. each one of whom, stripped to the waist, their stomachs are meanness, all caved in. They spoke in Hindi, whatever language they taught. They would hit their stomachs. The average number of deaths in India is still over 100,000 a month. You don't read that in American papers. What are we doing to assist these starving nations have enough food even to survive on? We train them in birth control. We train them to kill the children who are conceived and not yet born. Oh, dear Lord, I'll share with you what I seldom say in public. I fear, I sincerely fear for the salvation of much of our nation. Dear Lord, help us, teach us to realize that most of the human race goes to bed to bed in Calcutta. I did most of my teaching over the years. I leave for early mass about 2 blocks from the convent. I would still see, I mean this, thousands of Calcuttans still lying on the streets, having slept on the sidewalks, in the dirt ovens of the city. Please come along, kick the sleeping body. Body wakes up. The police tell the person to not out of the road. Body does not wake up. There are vans which the police drive and throw these dead bodies every morning into the truck which takes them to the nearest, you know what, place where those bodies are burned to death. Or if they're already dead, burned into ashes. I mean this with my whole heart. I believe every American should save money if need be and spend. Even a week would help. In a country like India, in so many cities in Africa, where there are millions, millions who die of starvation, shall I say, every month. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we will, of course, pray, as I've said, primarily, that all those who have the true faith will receive our Lord Jesus Christ in Holy Communion every day. We also pray for countries like our own, where there are starving people in America, but other nations, and millions die of starvation because they do not have enough food. And then we continue. What a petition this is. Forgive us our trespasses, our sins. And we forgive those who have trespassed or sinned against us. How people need to be protected from being offended. Being defended by being themselves. Being defended by other people's selfishness. Oh, how little do we realize. Dear Lord, I beg you, open the eyes of every man here. Open his eyes. Open his eyes. May see how many people are offended, deeply hurt, deeply pained by other human beings, especially by what they say. Whatever you do before this retreat closes, I beg you in the name of God, examine your language. Know whom you're telling what to. And above all, I beg all of you, I'm speaking for myself first. Learn the blessed gift of silence. How important this is. A passion can be aroused. We think unkindly about some person, and the secret is not to speak to people when our passions against them are aroused. We beg, forgive us our sins, and we forgive those who sin against us. Let me make sure everyone in this chapel be with a speaker. Every day, I mean this, every day offends another person or other people. How blind, how purblind we can be. And the mercy that God gives us, His divine providence, we are, thank God, offended by others. We need to be hurt, maligned, spoken to and about unkindly. We need that. You need it, I need it. Because we need God's mercy. we have. We are offending many people. We have less than 2 full days for the retreat. Let's ask our Lord to open our eyes, open the eyes of our soul to see whom and how we are offending, and it may be very deeply, very painfully. Why is this petition so important? Because on living this petition faithfully depends our own salvation. We shall reach heaven only in the measure that we live forgiving lives. People must offend us. We need to be offended. We need it because we're all sinners. But to be merciful, forgiving, dare I say, more merciful, more forgiving to some people than to others, especially more forgiving to those who more frequently, perhaps almost habitually, offend us. We go on. And lead us not into temptation. What are we praying for? Let's be honest. You're not praying for deliverance from temptation. We will reach that state of life only when we enter heaven. Only the saved in heaven shall I add in purgatory. As long as we're in this life, we must expect our loyalty to God to be tested. Remember, not a pious cliche, the Catholic Church teaches us we are daily tempted by the world, the flesh, and the evil spirit. We are tempted by the world. We may be tempted by some of our closest friends. It can be members of our own family. We hesitate, shall I say, we hate to speak to others in a way that would hurt them. Our children need to be told by their fathers and mothers when they do wrong. You fathers, the most important condition for your salvation is your behavior, your conduct in the presence of your children. We are tempted by the flesh. All of us have a fallen human nature. We are tempted by our bodies. Just because we have a body, that body tempts us. Tempts us especially. Hear it. To laziness. Tempts us to unchastity. tempts us to undeserved anger. Shall I say it? Tempts us to pride. We pray, it is not into temptation. We need grace every day, grace to know what is pleasing to God, what in our lives is displeasing to Him. Grace to know how you cope with the temptations, as change the word, the tempters in your life. Grace to know why, unless you're on guard, resisting temptation, you all fall, sin, even gravely. How we need to know how to resist the temptations to which I, for each one of you, is mainly prone. We all have the seven capital sinful temptations, all of us. And the secret is know how I am to cope with my temptations. Hear it. It allows us to be tempted, so we might resist the temptation, gain grace to resist temptations for the future, and remain in the friendship of God. Oh, how this needs to be said. We are all constantly being tempted to sin. Ask our Lord what temptations you can and should avoid. What people, I mean this, should not engage in conversation with. To know how long you are to speak with another person, and repeat it, what persons I must avoid. All of this is locked up in this petition. Lord, we are constantly being tempted to sin. I, we pray, but deliver us from evil. As you may know, there are two versions of this closing petition of the Lord's Prayer. The more common one, which most Catholics use, ends, but deliver us from evil. Amen. But there is another closing of the Lord's Prayer, just as Catholic, mainly used by the Eastern Catholic churches. But deliver us from the evil one. The devil does not go to sleep. He tempts us 24 hours a day. How we need to be on the alert and not to be tempted by people who may dearly love our friends. Oh, how many sins, grave sins, are committed because we don't want to offend, want to please someone whom we love. We pray to be delivered from both sin and the professional evildoer who is evil spirit. Let me tell you, the devil is extraordinarily, phenomenally active in the world today. One modern pope after another tells us the widespread murder of millions of unborn children in our society is the work of the devil. I must pray, may God be delivered from the evil one in our lives. Do everything in our power to protect others from demonic temptations, which I will be bold to say are almost a part of our American culture. Lord Jesus, help us to recite the Lord's Prayer often during the day and to obtain from you the grace not only to recite the Lord's Prayer, but to live our lives according to its difficult and demanding divinely given conditions. Lord Jesus, give us the strength to live the Lord's Prayer. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.